Good morning. Referring to the Old Testament writings, Paul said that the Jews had been entrusted with the oracles of God, Romans 3:1-2. What advantage then hath the Jew? What profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. An oracle is a pronouncement of a deity. The statement, "it is written" in the New Testament, is equivalent of saying it is decreed or declared by divine authority. The written word is a permanent record of prophecy God wanted passed on to subsequent generations. The Spirit speaks through the Scriptures. The Spirit spoke through the writings of David. Now these are the last words of David. "Thus says David the son of Jesse, thus says the man raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob, and the sweet psalmist of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue." 2 Samuel 23:1-2. We even have the statement that the Spirit spoke Scripture by the mouth of David. "And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, altogether the number of names was about 120, and said, Men and brethren, this Scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus." Acts 1:15-16. Once Jesus asked the Pharisees what they thought of the Christ. "Whose son is he?" They answered that he was the son of David. Then Jesus replied, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he then his son?" Matthew 22:43-45. Holy Scripture is called the Book of the Lord. Search from the Book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. Isaiah 34:16. Israel was to hear the word of God sent by God's Spirit through the former prophets. Yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts has sent by his Spirit through the former prophets. Thus great wrath came from the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 7:12. The Spirit continues to speak now through Scripture written in the past. Notice the present tense in the following passages. "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the day of rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness." Hebrews 3:7-8. This is a quotation from Psalm 95:7-11. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle, performing the services. But into the second part the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sin committed in ignorance, the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. Hebrews 9:6-8. Here the Holy Spirit indicates a truth through a symbolic situation recorded in Scripture. "And the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us. For after he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them. Then he said, Their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." Hebrews 10:15-17. This quotation is from Jeremiah 31:33-34. The Holy Spirit bears witness to us through the written word. Scripture comes via men who were moved by the Spirit. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:19-21. The Spirit speaks through the Scriptures to all who will hear. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation 2:7. These messages were written to specific churches, yet they were intended for all who are of a mind to hear the Spirit. The New Testament writings are inspired by the Holy Spirit. In many theological books and commentaries, it is suggested that the writers of the New Testament did not realize that they were writing Holy Scriptures. These words of Christ could well be applied to such theologians. "Are you not therefore mistaken, because you do not know the Scriptures nor the power of God?" Mark 12:24. God commanded that the New Testament Scriptures be written. "Now to him who is able to establish you, according to my gospel in the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now has been made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures it has been made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, for obedience to the faith. To God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. It is often claimed that this text refers exclusively to the Old Testament writings, but it is in the New Testament that the mystery is made known to all nations, and this is according to the commandment of God. Paul insisted that his writings were commands of God. If anyone thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14:37. By reading Paul's letter, the Ephesians could understand his insight into the mystery of Christ, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery as I wrote before in few words, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Ephesians 3:3-5. The Thessalonians were to abide by what they had been taught in Paul's letters. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Paul told Timothy that his words were to be followed as a pattern, and that Timothy was to guard the truth he had received from the Holy Spirit. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. 2 Timothy 2:13-14. Remember in Acts 17:11, it speaks of those of Berea who are more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. But there were also those of Thessalonica that received the word, and it was difficult for them to do so. As Paul writes to them, he says, "And you became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit." Then later he writes, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." 1 Thessalonians 1:6, and also chapter 2:13. The words used to impart the message are taught by the Spirit. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Therefore, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know them, and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, or his body, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. 2 Peter 1:12-15. Peter writes to remind them of truths they have already heard, and also so this reminder will still be available even after his death, which he expects to occur shortly. He then goes on to verify the validity of the message. He wrote as an eyewitness, "For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain." 2 Peter 1:16-18. Not only were they eyewitnesses, they were also inspired by the Holy Spirit. "We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." 2 Peter 1:19-21. In chapter 2, Peter warns against false prophets. Then in chapter 3, he explains further why he's writing, "Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and the Savior. 2 Peter 3:1-2. And finally, he mentions the writings of Paul as holy scriptures, an account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the Scriptures. 2 Peter 3:15-16. The Scriptures, friends, consist of prophecy that God wanted preserved permanently. The Holy Spirit speaks through the Scriptures. Both the Old and the New Testament writings are inspired by the Holy Spirit. If you would like a copy of any of these lessons on the Holy Spirit, you let us know, and we'll be glad to send them to you. If there's any way we can help you, please let us know. And until next week, may God bless and keep you.